of. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Network, and this morning we're going to have with us Perry Shamish, and he's going to open telling you a little bit about what's going on in Israel, but primarily this morning we're going to be talking about his book, The Return of the Giants, and certainly the idea that there really are giants, or perhaps even supernatural manifestations of some other force in the world, seems so foreign to the average individual, and yet, as you look at so many of the events that are going on today, they really don't make sense. Unless you begin to understand that there is another dimension, there are forces out there that are directing the course of world events. And certainly, if you believe in the Bible and you believe in the Scriptures, you'll find that God tells us to avoid mediums and fortune tellers and diviners and these entities that have their power, supernatural power, from the other dimension. And until the American people began to understand that we were involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, it is very difficult to understand most of what's going on in the world today. But let's begin with Perry Shamish talking about a new development over in Israel, which simply reflects the fact that the leaders of Israel are intent upon betraying Israel, and of course we would carry that here. The leaders of the United States are intent upon the destruction of the United States, doing away with our sovereignty, merging us into a world government, but in the meantime, using the military and financial power of the United States to bring about the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the New World Leader. But Perry, you pick up and describe what's really going on over in Israel and why everybody who's concerned about Israel should certainly be deeply concerned about this new development. Barry, are you there? Barry Shamish, are you there? Well, anyway, hopefully we'll have Barry with us in just a moment. Barry, are you there?
Now I am.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Alrighty. Yeah, this new development is really very upsetting. It happened, 5 days ago. The security leaders of Yesha, Judea and Samaria, Yesha also stood for Gaza, but it should be called Yesh. There's no Gaza anymore. They met with the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces. The IDF want to go house to house in Judea and Samaria and gather up the weapons. The excuse is license violations. That's what they're telling the security people in Yesha. Now, this report came out originally on Israel's Channel 10 TV, but the Yesha leaders, security people anyways, opened their mouths because they were just in absolute disgust about what the IDF told them. In short, there's now a program that's going to be put into action to disarm the settlers. The residents of Judea and Samaria will be disarmed. And I can't tell you how helpless that's going to make them just in normal circumstances. But at the same time, the Israeli government has approved the sale of 25 armored personnel carriers to the Palestinian Authority. Now, this news, if anyone's following it, and you might have Bill, who does the war report following it. I don't know if anyone else was following it. But the original offer was 50 of these armored personnel carriers, and the government is under such pressure from the IDF not to make the sale that they have a compromise on 25, and I suspect that the real number was 25, and they started with 50. It's just kind of a very immature kind of pressure tactic that makes it look like they're giving in and compromising, but neither here nor there. 25 will do the trick, especially if the settlements have been disarmed. Now, I don't know if you've sat into an APC. There were enough of them in the unit I served in the IDF. Unless you've got anti-tank missiles or something extremely powerful, you can't disarm them. No bullets just bounce off the armor. There's no way to stop them unless another army comes in and crushes them. These APCs can walk into any settlement, knock down the gates, and nothing will stop them. And if the people are disarmed, once they've done their damage and the soldiers, the door opens and the soldiers come out to do their final rape, humiliation, and murder, you're helpless against them. Now, they're talking about disarming the settlements at the same time as the Palestinian Authority get 25 state-of-the-art Russian APCs. Well, that's the end of the settlements right there. I mean, you've tipped the balance to the point where they can't save themselves. And that happened this week. And that's my amazing development. There are other things, but this is especially worrying, this combination of disarming the settlers and arming the Palestinian Authority with Class A APCs. That's that story.
Well, of course, the thing is that it really doesn't make sense. I mean, why would the Israeli
authorities
want to arm the terrorists who want to destroy them? Why have they been consistently giving massive amounts of money to Fatah, which is a terrorist organization? Why have they been training, and I think even the United States has been over there, training the Fatah terrorists, in more effective means of killing the Jews? Why would the Israeli government be releasing large numbers of terrorists? We'll give you 500 terrorists, and you give us back two dead bodies. None of this makes sense. So there has to be another explanation. And we'll be back with Barry talking about, another explanation on another subject. And yet it all ties in together if you understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're engaged. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
It's definitely that time of year again. And if your holiday travel plans include a trip over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, or perhaps that island getaway for just the two of you, may we suggest www.gogoldentravel.com for all of your holiday travel plans. Book your flight, your car, your hotel, and a few extras on www.gogoldentravel.com. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, who's an investigative reporter and worked for many years in Israel and now is in the United States because of threats on his life. But he's going to be talking this morning about his book, The Return of the Giants. So, Barry, you go ahead and pick the story up. We've already done three interviews on this, dealing with various chapters from the book. But, of course, this is an amazing, amazing story of a series of events that took place in Israel. When did they really begin?
1987.
All right.
Rosh Hashanah of 1987, Shikmona Beach, and the, well, again, there's no word in English to describe what this vehicle did, but it imprinted itself on the sands of Shikmona Beach. It covered the beach with a low-melting hydrocarbon, and you saw the profile of the UFO. That was the beginning of this wave.
All right.
But we're going ahead 10 years to April of 1997, and we're going to talk about the Jezreel Valley and two crop formations. The first one is at Beit Zarzir, and that's an Arab village. I believe Druze, but it wasn't Jewish. Now, in April of 97, the first day of Passover, I keep repeating this because this is one of the phenomena of the Israeli wave is that it was always on Jewish holidays or Shabbat that these incidents occurred, and it's quite uncanny that it should work that way. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't planned to work that way, it's a coincidence beyond the remotest possibility that all of these incidents happen on Jewish holidays and the Sabbath. Now, we're talking about Passover evening where in this village, this Arab village, the dogs start barking wildly. And we have someone who goes out and looks in the wheat field and sees lights, little lights, flying extremely low, almost ground level, on the wheat field. And the next morning, he tells a friend, Golan Masrin is his name, about the incident, and he goes into the field and he finds a formation, a big one too, about 50 yards in diameter. What it is a straight line of also 50 yards, but in the middle you have two quarter circles from the middle to the top. In short, it looks like an umbrella. That is the crop formation. By world standards, it's not all that exciting, but it was 10 years ago, and they were a little more primitive back then. Nonetheless, Golan Masrin is he's a very sophisticated young man, and he reports this incident to the police, and it gets publicity in Israel. And you get the ufologists going to meet him in Beit Zarzir, One of them was a friend of mine, Gil Barr, who we'll talk about shortly. He did something quite amazing, and he became really an excellent partner in this strange journalistic business that I had just gotten into quite accidentally. But Gil goes to Beit Zarzir, and he photographs the formation. Inside the formation, there are seven, he calls them pods. I'm not sure what the difference between a pod and a hole, but there's 6 centimeters in diameter. In 4 of the pods, there's a white powder, and in 3 of them, there's an oil, red oily, well, oil, just red oil. And he collects them, and he sends them. We had just finished taping sightings, and Gil had the address of their physicist, Dr. Levin Good, and his partner, Nancy Talbot, and he had sent the materials on to them. So I had never met Golan, but now I had to. Now, I'm going to mention I was the advisor for a Discovery Channel a movie called Giants, the Mystery and the Myth. And I never mentioned it because they really just edited me out. I'm only in there for a few seconds, and my whole long interview is on sitting on the cutting room floor, and I kind of resented that. I brought them all their guests, including Rabbi Antelman, who is also a scientist, and he talked about giantism and the fact that it still exists in humankind, which means that sometime in the past the genes were placed in humanity, and they come up every now and then. He gave a very good explanation of modern giantism, and Golan Masrin was one of the people I directed him to, and we went and we met the person, and I was very impressed with him. Everyone was, and he gave the story of how this this formation was formed. But that's not why they want him for the show. They want him for the show for, by Arab standards, for being extremely brave. The Arabs really, really are shy about these kind of incidents. For one reason, in Israel, they're already considered by a number of people to be very superstitious, meaning backwards. And they don't like to be so vocal about this. Nonetheless, Golan Masrin told us that on the night of the landing, in several of the houses in his town, Beit Zarzir, there were giants in the houses, and not the kind that you saw in Kadima. He described something more, well, fluorescent. He described them as about 7 feet tall, but fluorescent, glowing, more spiritual than actually physical. And this, by the way, carried on for a couple of weeks after the sightings of the crop formation. And the town was quite terrified by this. They locked their doors at night. And you had a haunted town. That's what they called it. The Arabs called them jinns. D-J-I-N. Jinns. They thought they were being bombarded and attacked by spirits. We would call them sprites. And this was the Beit Zarzir incident. And again, you know, I did make it to the Discovery Channel. I had a very good period where I was on Fox TV of prime time, the Discovery Channel, and of course NBC for sightings, all because of this UFO giant wave that hit Israel. The world's media were actually coming to me for a brief period. I wish they had done so for Rabin, but it looks like UFO was the better subject, and I didn't realize it. Nonetheless, we now jump ahead a few months to the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the first evening of Rosh Hashanah, There is an incident about 10 miles up the Jezreel Valley that is towards the west. I mentioned this about 5 miles from Har-Megiddo, which is Mount Megiddo. It's the traditional Armageddon. And why I'm mentioning that is just for biblical people just to know where we're at. We're at a place called Tel Adashim, about 5-10 minutes tops from Har-Megiddo, and now you know where Tel Adashim is. Now, the story is that a person named Safir Meisel is going down a hill, and he looks into the community's cornfield, and he sees a formation, a very large formation, and he reports it to the police. The police actually are monitored in Israel. It makes Reshet Aleph, a major radio station, but it's Rosh Hashanah evening, and who's listening to the radio? Safir Meisel tells a friend about this thing in the field, and it gets back to someone named Yossi Oren, who knows my work with the UFOs, and he's also friends with Gil Barr. So he phones me Rosh Hashanah morning, and I've got the two kids at home. The boy is 6, the girl is 5, and he says, get in the car. It looks like something really major has happened. Take your camera. We're going to measure a crop circle. I agreed, of course. I was very young and energetic in those days. I would get in the car and chase these things down. Nowadays, I'm a lot older and more susceptible to colds and flus, you name it. I might have said no today. But back then, I chased anything. And so I drove to Rishon, and I picked up my friend Gil Barr. Then we drove to Tel Aviv and picked up Oren Yosef was his name. I made a mistake before. It's not Yossi, it was Oren Yosef. And we drove to the Jezreel Valley, about an hour and a half away. And we were met there by Oren Yosef's friend, and we walked through a grove of trees, and then what a sight. I mean, my children, not every kid in the world is raised to walk through massive crop formations formed by God knows what, by the way. But there it was, and my kids were saying, like, ooh, ah. And I was just shocked by this thing we walked into. Now, the corn was high as an elephant's eye. It was 8 feet tall. It's September. It's the end of the season. And within this high corn, there is a huge something. Now, the first thing I tell my children is, look on the ground. Your job is to find anything that might be on the ground. Because in Kadima, those of you who heard our interview about the real, real serious Kadima landings, there were metal shards, silicone shards on the ground, and the grasses were imbued with this red oil, very high in cadmium. That's what was weird about it. So I told my kids to go up and down this formation and look for things. Now, in the end, we found nothing. I mean, we gathered corn and stalks, but basically, it might have been of interest to a scientist in some way, but it was nothing. Now, here's what we were walking in. Imagine, now I'm going to, they're very hard to describe, but I'll do my best. We thought we saw two wings. We drew it, by the way, as we walked, we drew. Now, what we thought we saw were two wings, and in 25 meters in diameter. In other words, from tip to tip, half a football field in diameter, very, very large. And in the middle of these, what we thought were wings, were these two protuberances on top and below the wings. I'll tell you what I decided, and everyone agreed this shape was. But in the meantime, we were taking tape measures, and we were measuring it from end to end. We were measuring its height. We were photographing, well, in certain areas of the wings itself, we saw circles in a clockwise, blown clockwise. And then in other places, the corn was just simply crushed to the ground.
All right, fine. So this is a typical crop circle, as is seen all throughout the world. No explanations. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Stemp here. American Freedom Network.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. And we're already talking about these, they call them crop circles, but basically somebody or something is coming in and trampling down, but in a design pattern of parts of cornfields or wheat fields. And this is taking place all throughout the world, many of them in Great Britain, occasionally here in the United States. And, of course, there's a conscious effort to say, oh, well, somebody's just doing this as a prank. Because the last thing they want you to realize is that these are manifestations of the other dimension, of the supernatural. Well, before we go on, Barry, I want you to get out your website, your telephone number, and tell people how they can get copies of your book, The Return of the Giants.
Well, Return of the Giants, you go to a website called lulu.com. You go to www.lulu.com, and you'll see a box that says search right in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, Chamish, and it'll take you to Return of the Giants. The website, well, there's none of this on it. It's political, but it's called the Barry Chamish website. But you can get there just by doing www.barrychamish.com. Now, I have a CD where I'm... you'll want to be interested, I think, when we talk about some of the videos that I managed to put on this CD. And I'll let you phone me to order. I've been very lucky so far. Met some nice people. And it's not expensive. You dial 904-501-7602. That's 904-501-7602. Uh-oh. I made a mistake here, folks. It's 7605. All right, let's start again. 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. And order this DVD. It's about an hour in length, and you're about to hear what's on it. Now, what we're talking about is Tel Adashim, and the day is over. And you know, my daughter was here about a month ago, and she was 5 years old then, but she remembers that day. It's one of the memories of her childhood that she can't rub out, is running around this site. She's never seen a site like that since. And when you're 5 years old and somebody has you walking through a very weird site in the middle of an obscure cornfield, I guess you don't forget it. So we're driving home, and everyone's very tired. We had a long day, and I'm a little tired. So we pull over to a Drew's restaurant, and that is owned by Drew's. I remember the restaurant. I even remember the meal. It was lamb. And we started talking about what we had seen, and then it hit me. This was Rosh Hashanah. The year before in Rosh Hashanah was Shikmona Beach and Ami Akrai, and the burnt sand in the shape of a profile of the UFO. I said, people, we got the same thing. I said, it wasn't burnt into the sand, but we were not walking into a formation that had no sense to it. And by the way, we thought it was a landing formation, that something had actually landed there. I said, nothing landed there. What we're looking at is a side picture of the craft itself. Now, try to imagine when people describe a cigar-shaped craft. It's not because the craft is cigar-shaped. It's because they're looking at it from the side. If they looked at it from above, they would see that it's a disc. I said, that's what we have here. We have the actual craft, the wings, and the protuberances above the wings are the equivalent of us taking a profile of the craft. And it was a pretty large craft, half a football field in diameter, but that's what we walked through. And everyone soon realized I was right about this, that was the explanation. And we had actually been somewhere and photographed it and tape measured something of great significance, I think. Not that it's going to go in any history books, but in Israel, the Tel Adashim and the Beit Sarzir crop formations in the year 1997, I think, had tremendous significance. Of what, I don't know. But we were there for the Tel Adashim formation for one reason or another, and we documented it. That's in my book, Return of the Giants. And now let's talk about the videos, or some of them. We're not going to have enough time to do them all. Last night we had a whole hour without commercials, and I still didn't do it. But I'm going to talk about some of the videos that are on this DVD of mine. Now, The first one is now world famous because it's on YouTube. Somebody sent me a link to it, and there were 60,000 hits in less than 2 months to see. It was from the Fox television show, which featured me for half an hour on primetime Fox TV. And there was one UFO that is really becoming a legend or a classic of UFOs. It's so unusual. And that is the UFO at Kibbutz Hatzor in August of 1996. Now, how I found out, I believe it worked this way. There were so many UFOs in Israel in that period that Ma'ariv, the second largest newspaper, actually had a weekly weekend column on UFO events. If you can believe this, you don't have that in American newspapers. Ma'ariv is not a small newspaper. The second largest newspaper in Israel had a weekly UFO column. And its author was David Ronen. Now, I believe I heard about Hatzor through David Ronen. I can't remember actually how this lady, Shula, came to my door with the most remarkable tape I had seen. I wasn't sure if it was real that night, but we played it on my tape player, and I'd never seen anything like this. Now I'm going to try and describe the first night, or the tape she brought me, I believe, was the third night when her camera was used. But nonetheless, try and imagine a very large craft. But in the left-hand corner, it's illuminated orange. There are two levels of windows. And believe me, they're not windows like our windows. They're off-shaped and strange windows. And at the top level, there's what we would call maybe a cabin, where many people claim they see something moving, shadowy and moving in the top window. Look, many people call this the balcony UFO because it looks like you have two layers of balconies. Oops.
Well, there's the break. Hold that thought, Terry. We'll be back in just a moment here with the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling.
Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish, and we're talking about these amazing crop circles and these supernatural manifestations that occurred in Israel between about 1987 and how long did they...
1999, about it was 12, pretty well the end.
Okay, go right ahead. We've got about, maybe about 5 minutes.
We'll just have a partial show. Maybe someday we'll come back to it. Now, Kibbutz Chatzor had an amazing story. Not only was this UFO absolutely unseen, none of these things are seen in the world, but on night one, an 18-year-old boy, his name was Amichai Shua, went outside and saw this thing in the sky and used the family video camera and filmed it. The next day, he told everyone in the kibbutz, the word spread, whatever, the whole kibbutz was outside watching this craft. The third night, the battery in his player died. He didn't have a camera. And then Shula came out and lent her camera. And I decided that Amichai was the hero. And I introduced him to the sightings crew and the Fox TV crew. And again, they're on my DVD. And they filmed this monster. But one thing that Amichai did, which was really, really important, he got the craft of the day. As the sun came up, the illumination faded, and you saw the whole craft, and this thing was huge. And they actually filmed it. It was just your average everyday disc in the day, and an illuminated, as I said, two-story balcony disc at night, but we've got it on the CD. Now I'm going to do Gil Barr. Gil Barr made a remarkable film at 4 in the afternoon in Rishon-LeZion, a major city. He sees a UFO. He gets his camera and he films it. But then something comes into the camera, which is highly unexpected. An IAF, Israel Air Force, that is, a jet is chasing this thing, or the UFO is chasing the jet. It doesn't matter because the UFO just circles around this jet, but we've got it on film, and you do not in this world have Air Force jets filmed chasing UFOs, but we got one. Now I'm going to mention one more thing on the disc, and then we'll do more, I guess, in some future day. David Ronan got me the disc that in its time was spoken of everywhere worldwide. It's the only video in the world of two apparent UFOs fighting. What you have is a UFO, a large white light, no shape really, but in the frame comes another white light, and it makes a beeline for this first white light, crashes into it. There's a large explosion, and then it disappears. Now, people who filmed this, it was a Yugoslavian immigrant who filmed it when there was a Yugoslavia, of course. And people went looking for shrapnel. They went to the area. They looked for some proof that this explosion took place over the city of Rosh Ain. And there was nothing. There was no shrapnel, there was no metal. Whatever this explosion was, it wasn't physical. It was, well, we can use the word spiritual or metaphysical, but it wasn't physical. There weren't two pieces of metal crashing into each other causing this explosion. But this explosion is on film. And this is unique to Israel. They're all unique to Israel. In 1996, to 97. In that period of about a year and a half, there every single form of UFO in their strangest behavior were over the skies of Israel. And because David Ronen had a column in Ma'ariv, there was an address to turn this stuff into. And David Ronen worked hand in hand with me. We were friends. And I tracked down these videos. And I signed the people to permission forms so they could be filmed, so that they could be used in these TV shows. I got to meet them. Now, how much time do we have? Even a minute?
Oh, we got about a minute.
All right, I'll just leave my phone number then. Some other time we'll do this. 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. And I'll send you out the DVD if you ask me. Lulu.com is where my book, Return of the Giants, is. Lulu.com, write my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and you'll see Return of the Giants. All of these are in pictures in the book, and all of these are filmed in the DVD, and I guess that's it. We didn't do them all. We have a lot more to do.
The if you look at the DVD, I mean, it's not the most professional one, but it's got more pictures of UFOs than you've ever seen before.
Well, these are amateur photos. You can't make it professional.
Fascinating DVD. And, of course, you'll see Barry appearing on, many of these international, many of these national Fox News and certainly the sightings, these other programs he was on. Barry, one more time, get your web page out there so people can get your material that way, too.
Well, the website is political, but it's called the Barry Chambers website, but just go to barrychambers.com, and you're not going to find UFOs there, but you'll find lots of politics, my usual subject. But this week, we'll do an added chapter to the Return of the Giants. That's a book, by the way, you should get.
All right, and of course you get that at lulu.com.
Yes, in Colorado they have lots of my other books. They don't have Bye Bye Gaza, they don't have Return of the Giants. For anyone who's read my other stuff and knows that it's pretty good, there's two books you should get.
All right, fine. Well, Barry, thank you so very much for being with us. We look forward to talking to you again sometime in more detail on the Return of the Giants and probably next week.
Well, no, Friday at midnight. We have one more.
All right.
See you then.
I look forward to it. Bye-bye. God bless.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dan here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and as you know, we have almost 60 outlets every single week where people are going to get the information they'll never get elsewhere. So if you would be interested in helping us, we'd love to hear from you. We are primarily listener-supported, and our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do 5 hours of live talk radio every day, and of course you can get our programs on the internet. You can get them on shortwave 4 hours a day, and a satellite, that Telstar 5 radio stations, where we in many instances have to buy the radio time. We're fortunate here in Johnstown, where we're allowed to use this time to bring you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. There really are UFOs. We have a wonderful book called Alien Intervention, and it's written by a young man who goes into the spiritual component, because you can't understand anything going on unless you understand the spiritual component of crop circles, of the weeping Madonnas, of the UFOs. These are all manifestations of the other dimension. Just as we had a television program for a number of years on the medium, a woman named Alison Dubois portrayed in the program three little children, a husband. She worked with the DA to help him catch the bad guys. The truth of the matter is, Alison Dubois was a real person who did work with the district attorney, and she's written several books about her experiences. She was a medium. She could contact the other dimension. Well, if you really want to put this into perspective from a political point of view, you, of course, need to read my book or watch our CD, our DVD on the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need, of course, to hear my talk on the forbidden secret, because this information has been passed down through secret societies for 5,000 years, and many of the great philosophers and great people of the past have been in touch with the other dimension, and that's where they got their information. Thomas Edison was a theosophist, and he used to go into trances where he got his ideas for so many of the dramatic inventions Thomas Edison came up with. He didn't come up with them. They came from the other dimension. You must begin to understand that. My talk on the forbidden secret, it comes with a syllabus. You get it separately or get them together. Our new four tape or four CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret, going into Rhonda Burns, who's trying to introduce people to the other dimension through the law of attraction. She sold millions of copies of both her DVD and her book, The Secret, featured twice on Oprah Winfrey, who is encouraging people to come in contact with this other force. The force is there. But ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to come in contact with it, because our Lord in the Holy Scriptures tells us to avoid it. But you need to understand it. If you have not yet seen the videos, they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. You need to get them. You need to understand what we are truly up against. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And once again, we're making an offer. If you'd like to get 25 copies of my CD on the Brotherhood of Darkness, it's $99 plus shipping. Give us a call when we get 15 people. I will go ahead and stamp out more copies of the Brotherhood of Darkness, a DVD. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And so until tomorrow, May the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by...